Watch, man left with life-threatening injuries after knife attack on London train. By Kurt Zindelka on March 27, 2024. A man suffered life-threatening injuries after being attacked by a knife-wielding man on a train in London on Wednesday afternoon. An unidentified man was rushed to hospital after being assaulted with a knife by a hooded assailant on a train near Beckenham Junction around 4 p.m. in broad daylight. In footage widely circulated on social media, the attacker, wearing a coronavirus-style mask, was seen stabbing another man on the floor of the train with a large blade as commuters begged for him to stop. So far, police said that they have yet to make an arrest, but the apparent victim was left with life-threatening injuries. The police went on to claim that the two men had already been fighting before entering the train at Shortland Station in the London borough of Bromley. The British Transport Police also launched an appeal to any witnesses to come forward with their accounts of the attack. In a statement, a British Transport Police spokesman said, "Detectives are appealing for witnesses to come forward after a man was seriously injured at Beckenham Junction today. At around 3:56 p.m. today, 27th of March, we received reports of two men fighting while entering a train at Shortlands railway station. A man sustained serious injuries consistent with being stabbed. Officers attended, alongside colleagues from the Metropolitan Police Service and the London Ambulance Service, and the victim was taken to hospital with life-threatening injuries. Inquiries are ongoing and there have been no arrests so far." The incident has sparked waves of criticism on social media of the current state of the British capital, with Reform UK leader Richard Tice saying that weak, feeble leadership on knife crime by London Mayor Sadiq Khan and the Metropolitan Police has led to this carnage. Terrifying how London has fallen. Reclaim Party leader Lawrence Fox also took aim at the London mayor, saying, "Sadiq Khan has destroyed London. He refuses to tackle knife crime. He has to go." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.